USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Partisan lines are very clear now a day after we've learned that former President Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Miami.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill. Former Vice President Mike Pence calls this a sad day.
The day after a former president of the United States faces an unprecedented indictment by a Justice Department run by the current President of the United States and a political rival.
Yesterday, President Biden repeated that he exerted no influence on the Justice Department. White House officials today say Biden learned of the indictments through news reports. Several reports now say that Trump's former personal assistant, Walt Nuta, has been indicted in connection with the handling of documents at Mar-a-Lago. And one more development. The judge who will initially hear the Trump case is Judge Eileen Cannon. She was the one who was reprimanded over the way she handled motions in the case last year, including her appointing a special master to review documents. The man accused of paying bribes to impeach Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is himself under indictment. Real estate developer Nate Paul is accused of making false statements to banks in order to close business loans. Air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, but the smoke from Canadian wildfires shut down a lot of activity this week. Now a wind shift is helping clear out much of that smoke. But air quality alerts remain in effect in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Netflix's crackdown on users sharing passwords appears to be paying off. It recorded its best four-day sign-up period ever since announcing it would soon ban password sharing. And Netflix stock is up by more than 2% today. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
A former New York City detective is accused of taking bribes from a robbery crew that targeted Asian Americans. Paul DeCastro has details.
Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old Sal De La Cruz took bribes from members of a four-man robbery crew and helped them evade arrest from 2017 to 2022. According to the indictment, the men predominantly targeted Asian Americans and stole money, jewelry, and other property from dozens of homes and businesses in New York. De La Cruz was arrested Thursday morning, but the crew's ringleader, Dagoberto Soto Ramirez, remains at large. All five men are charged with racketeering conspiracy and face up to 20 years in prison.
Mexico will seek what it calls legal and diplomatic measures over Florida's migrant relocation program. The Mexican Foreign Ministry condemns the transporting of migrants from states that border Mexico to other parts of the USA for political reasons. It specifically targets migrant relocations to Massachusetts. That's where Florida began the program by sending 49 Venezuelans from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. The New York legislature has passed a bill commissioning a study on slavery reparations. It now heads to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk. If she signs it, the measure would create a commission for examining the institution of slavery and its effect on African Americans. New York becomes the second state after California to address the issue of reparations. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.